And welcome to the football chat room. And welcome to the first episode of our series on player stratification. Yeah. So basically, throughout this series, we will be attempting to classify your group players, stratify. That's why it's called player stratification. We'll be attempting to group players into levels, namely below average. That's poor. Average, good, great, and world class. Yeah. And so we are bringing all of the hits. Today's episode, we'll cover Manchester City, Arsenal, and Manchester United, the clubs that finished top three in the Premier League. Hello, Precious. Good evening to you.
Hello. Good evening. Happy to be here. Excited for today's content.
Yeah, let's get right into it. Manchester City now. Oh boy. So
yeah, I have the squad list. Yeah.
Okay. Order. Yeah, go on.
So we can use that to start. So the players. Okay. We'll start from goalkeepers, yeah?
Yeah, sure.
So, Stefan Ortega.
I have not seen enough of Stefan Ortega to make a judgment. So, yeah, I don't have an opinion on that. What's your opinion?
So I think he's...
Yeah, go on. Pressure.
Yeah, are you with me?
Couple of minutes, but yeah, just start from Stefan Ortega.
Yeah, I think it's my next game. So it's doing a madness. So, I said I think he's a good player, right? Considering that I've watched him in the cup games for my.
We all have, but do you want us to make those judgments based on... It's, quite frankly, it's too little a sample size. But do you want us to make judgments based on the sample size?
He played in the Bundesliga before. He did not just appear at Man City.
Okay.
Right? He did not just appear at Man City. Yeah, so he came from Arminia Bielefeld. Wherever that is, but that's where he came from, and for him to make that move, right, to Man City, it means like he's very good, right, and he kept them up that season. I think he kept them up that season. Yeah, so
okay, let's play.
I think this Kicker magazine, right, rated him second best goalkeeper in the league.
Oh wow.
So that's how good he is. He didn't just appear out of nowhere, you get. And that's really something that you would notice with most Man City players, right? They are really good players from before they come to Man City. Yeah, so I think he's a good goalkeeper. I think if he went to a mid-table club, he would probably be one of the best goalkeepers in the league. Yeah, he would be like Pickford, right? He would be like.
You don't have an opinion on him.
He would be like Pickford level.
Nah, right? Pickford is a good goalkeeper, man. Pickford is a terrible goalkeeper.
What do you mean terrible? He's not terrible now. Pickford has his moments.
Terrible goalkeeper, man.
He has his moments.
Sure, of course.
He has his moment.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think Ortega at a mid-table club he would do well. Like, he will show himself. So Ederson is next on the list. I think Ederson is a world class goalkeeper.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Ederson, in my opinion, is a great goalkeeper.
So let me give my reasons, right? And you will give your reasons. We'll not argue about it, right?
Yeah,
the viewers can decide whatever. The listeners can decide, you know, whichever part they want to take. But I feel like...
Also, when you decide the week, you can... I'll ask the question on Spotify. So you can answer on Spotify and share your thoughts. You can also, I think, send me a voice note on Anchor. And of course, our Twitter platform will be a channel for interaction with the fans as well. So when I post this link on Twitter, I would really love to have your opinions about all of the players that we've discussed about.
Yeah, so I understand we also need to hurry up. So Ederson, to me, right, is a world-class goalkeeper. This is why I say so. Ederson is important to the way that Man City play, right? And the fact that he has kept his shirt for how many years now in a Man City team that, you know, they always go for the best players. And he has kept his shirt and he is very important to the way that Man City play, right? Arguably as important as Rodri is and arguably as important as De Bruyne is, right? So,
arguably.
Now, there comes the question of shot-stopping, right? And probably he's not the best at that. He's not terrible either, considering that in the finals, he made very good saves that gave Man City their most coveted UCL trophy. So it's not like he's a terrible goalkeeper. He might not be an elite shot-stopper, right? But the things in the game that he does it better than anybody else. So you can't say because De Bruyne does not press, he's not a very good player. Right, there are rarely players that have all aspects of the game figured out, and you don't need to do that for you to be a world class player. You just need to do the things that you do very well. You can't say, okay, Busquets is an expert tackler. It does not mean that he's not a world class midfielder because of the aspects of the game that he does well. He might not be good box to box, right? He doesn't have to be complete. He just needs to be the best at doing what he does, right? And He doesn't even have to be the absolute best. He just has to be at a certain tier where you think, okay, this person, he's done enough. He's done it consistently. He has done it with the elite. He has kept his shirt in a very good side and won trophies with this side, not just as a passenger, as an integral member of the squad, right? Undisposable. So I think that is my argument for him being world class. It's very difficult for me to make, right, considering that these people are our rivals. But I feel like at a point, you know, if it was just one Premier League that he was integral to winning, you say no, maybe. But 2, 3, maybe even 4. No. I think at that point, you just have to give the man his flowers. And he now has a UCL to add to it, which was important to winning. He wasn't just a passenger either. So I think at that point, you just give the man his flowers. He's tried, he's doing it, he's very good at what he does. So, yeah, Chinedu.
So here are my thoughts on Ederson. Ederson is not world class. And as I said last week, because of his shot stopping. Now, I don't want to go back and forth here. Now, Kevin De Bruyne does not press because it's not in his job description to press. Yeah. Goalkeepers are judged very differently from outfield players. And you've probably heard that goalkeepers work the hardest in training. I think it was Nathan Ake who said, where he said Ederson works the hardest in training. And I've heard someone else say it, that goalkeepers have to work the hardest in training because of all the multiple requirements that are placed on them in modern football. So yeah, I'd like to say, I think if you've not heard me say this before, there are 4 aspects of modern goalkeeping. There is, of course, shot-stopping, which Erik ten Hag last week when United signed Andre Onana said is the most important part of goalkeeping. Secure as a goalkeeper first before you talk about other aspects. Of course, there's shot stopping. There is distribution, which includes throwing and passing with your feet. There is defensive actions. Now, this is majorly sweeping. Yeah, if your team plays a high line, it's very important that the goalkeeper is mobile enough to come out and sweep the ball where necessary. And of course, and what's the last part now? Distribution. Yeah, there is claiming. Yeah. Basically from crosses, corners, where the ball is crossed into the box and the goalkeeper is the first to get the ball. So yeah, these are four aspects. And very important to know that goalkeepers are, when we want to compare players and call them world class, we have to look at other players in their field. Yeah. So for example, you would compare Ederson to Manuel Neuer, who is obviously world class. And you will see that while Neuer may be deficient in some things that and it's very, very arguable, by the way. Probably the best keeper to ever exist in the world. Yeah. So it will never make sense for you to say, and he was coached by Pep, you know, it will never make any sense for you to say Ederson is so clear of him in these aspects. You know, while in fact Pep was at Bayern for, I think, 4 years, 3 years, and he won the league every season. Yeah. And he also got fine in the Champions League. Neuer was integral to that. And Neuer is world class. But Ederson does not compare to Neuer. And we already established that for a player to be world class, for example, you're going to call Haaland a world class player. Haaland ended the season with 50 goals. 50 goals a season can be compared to Ronaldo de Lima's numbers while Ronaldo is retired. And this simply does not apply for Ederson. And that's why, in my opinion, he is not world class.
That's fair. Everyone can decide for themselves, right? But I feel like not to argue per se, right? But Guardiola, De Bruyne does not press, which is what I want to correct you, right? He doesn't press because that is what he's asked to do. He cannot press. He has never had that engine, right? He is not that player. That is why he does not press. And the way City is set up is they set up in the way that they set up. That's why you see Grealish tracking back and all of that. They try to play Bernardo Silva on the right and all that. This is to accommodate for De Bruyne's lack of engine in the way that Man City play, right? He's not that guy that is going to press the way that they do. He has never been that player right from all the, you know, the maestro in the team. And one thing that I've always talked about, right, when analyzing Man City games is, if you want Man City to make mistakes, make them rush, right? They like to pass the ball, keep the tempo and all of that. If you make them rush, they have only one player in the team that can play under pressure, and that is De Bruyne. He's the only player in the squad that can make a pass while being pressed.
I think we saw that in, what game was that? The game World Cup against Southampton. I don't think De Bruyne played that game. And from the moment the game started, I knew they were going to lose that game because Southampton basically took the game to them. The pressing intensity was, I think at halftime, I just tweeted and started and I shouted, wow.
You know, because that's when Champions League final with my brothers, and when I saw the way Real Madrid were playing, I knew they were going to lose that game badly. Because, and I said, Man City is not the team where you sit back, right? They will penetrate if you sit back. You have to put pressure on them. You get, these players are players that, if you allow them to play at their own pace, right, they will surely break you down. You get, you need to make sure that they cannot play. You get, and you need to watch the profile of the players. If Guardiola plays Foden in that De Bruyne role, right, Foden is not, he cannot play penetrative passes as well as De Bruyne, but he can carry exceptionally well. You get, he can carry the ball. So, what happened when Inter Milan basically, De Bruyne was there, he was having an okay game, but Inter Milan nullified him, right? But when Foden came, Foden is a carrier, you get. So, even if you have good structure, you get, Foden can, you get, and when you carry the ball successfully into the opposition zones, you know, this, what's it called? Into the half space, you get. If you carry the ball into the half space and you can carry it out of there, you get. If De Bruyne carries into the half space, he's going to pass, right? But if you can carry it to the half space and carry it out of the air, they cannot line up in front of their box, you get, because somebody is running in their box, you get. They can't, they have to move, right? So basically what I'm trying to say is the player that De Bruyne is the only person that if the game now is hot, if you watch maybe games against teams like Liverpool, you get, that will bring the fight to Man City. Watch who always plays the final pass. It is always De Bruyne. You get, the rest of the team cannot play when Liverpool are pressing. So what they basically do is they leave De Bruyne very close to the goal. You get, and basically what he does is when they break, they give him the ball and he plays the pass. You get, everyone just runs. It's similar to what Argentina did at the World Cup with Lionel Messi. You get, he's basically a kind of quarterback. You get, and when he has the ball, it's a trigger for people to make runs. You get, if Gundogan has the ball, Rodri has the ball, everybody is trying to retain possession. You get, but if you watch Man City, once De Bruyne gets the ball, people start making runs. You get, but if it's anybody else that has the ball, they kind of try to rotate. Yeah. So, but basically, that's what I'm saying. You get, De Bruyne, for example, he they play that way with him because he is that important. You get, the things that he does well, he does it well enough to compensate for the things that he does not do well.
So, yeah, sure.
There's still an argument there. So,
yes, and so let's just I really don't think we can do three clubs this night, to be quite frank with you. So, we'll stick with Manchester.
Let's just see how far we can go.
No,
I think on some of these players we are going to agree, so we won't have to talk, right?
Okay.
So, yeah. So, and even if there are disagreements, it's something that we can easily find middle ground, right? Yeah. So, Scott Carson, I think below average. I think. And where he was, maybe an average goalkeeper, but definitely below average. No. What do you think?
No opinion.
Yeah. Zach Steffen.
Oh, very, very, very average.
Yeah, average. I think he was the backup before Ortega came.
Yeah, he was.
I remember that. Was he the one that Mane got the ball off in that game against Liverpool or something? He was trying to do something and Mane got the ball. I think that happened. It has happened also with Ederson.
Kyle Walker. Great player.
Ruben Dias.
Great player.
I'm still thinking about it. I'm thinking about Ruben Dias, great player.
I like that there's something.
I don't think he has done it consistently.
World class player. Yeah. I don't think he's world class quite yet. So he has to be in the middle between good and world class.
I don't think he's a great player. And this is my argument because I don't think he has done it long enough. I don't think he has done it consistently enough, right? And in my opinion, he was not the most important defender for Man City even last season, right? So, earlier in the season, he wasn't playing that much. He was later brought in another, but I don't think he is that on the indisposable. Right.
So he's a good player.
Yeah, I think he's a good player in my opinion. So John Stones.
Very dicey. One more season
good
like
player.
Good. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, good.
John Stones is a great player. If he has one more
season,
he's world class.
He's not. That's the no. Lies.
Okay.
Lies.
Sure.
This is from the potential that we had of John Stones many years ago, this is the only season where he has played to his potential. Where he has played like a great player. And you cannot just give somebody, oh, you're a great player after one great season. Right?
I mean, you can.
Yeah. No, you can't. You can't do that.
Except you can. And by the way, this is not the only season where he has had a very good season. Yeah. This is the season where he has been used, where he has been used as a midfielder and has excelled.
No. This is the only season. As a centre back, he has had mistakes in him. No. He has not, has do you have one memory of John Stones? No. He has not been that guy.
How many years has John Stones stayed at City?
I think he stayed like 3 years now, at least.
At least three years.
Yeah. Or more than that. And because he has not been that guy now.
I'm very sure that he has had two very good seasons at City.
No. He has not. Has he been in any team of the season? Like, since he came to Manchester, has he been?
In the Premier League team of the season?
Yes.
I don't think that's a solid foundation to base an argument on. Because...
No, now, like, the great season that Ruben Dias had, he was there.
No, I'm just saying that these awards are very subjectively selected. Do you understand?
No, for example.
Last season, relax now, last season, we all agree that Zinchenko should be nowhere near that team. But he was on the team.
But I'm saying that if you have a great season as a player, like, at least, you know, there is some more clarity to where, you know, whether you should be on the team. You get, it's just like Haaland, like not having Haaland on that list, right? You can't even read that, right? You can't read that. That is a great season. You've had a great season. When you can make your comments as you listen. Yeah, I think he's a good player. He needs one very good season, injury free, right? Play a very long time without injuries and all that. And, you know, there may be Nathan Ake, good player.
Good player, yeah.
Laporte, good player.
Good player.
He could have been great for injury. Because I know he used to be like very highly rated, right? And all that, but he needs to get back on his horse, you know, get himself.
But yeah, there's no time to get back on your horse. You play for Man City, man. Man City have signed Josco Vardio. Well, they have not. That deal is very
They've not.
They want to sign Vardio.
I think they would need to sell. They will sell a defender. This
probably this Laporte, yeah, because we've been hearing of Barca interest.
Nah, Barca don't have any money. And Man City don't sell cheap. Man City are not a charity club. They don't sell cheap. So I think for Laporte, they would definitely ask for £50 million at least.
Yeah, figures are quoted around that price. Next player, please.
Manuel Akanji.
Good player. Good player, yeah.
Rico Lewis.
Average.
João Cancelo.
Good player.
Taylor Howard Bellis.
Oh.
I don't even know him. Calvin Phillips.
Average player.
Average.
Yeah,
he could have been good, but things have not been going well. Yeah, Jack Grealish,
good player.
Some people will turn, some people's neck will crawl over this thing. But I think that's all it is. I think he's a good player.
Jack Grealish simply does not have the numbers to even be called a great player.
Yeah. It's as if you go explain tire.
Like, because no evidence, bro.
Rodri. Great player.
World class player.
World class. I think because he is the best in his position currently. So I would
and
put
he has
him
been
as,
for a very long while, I think 3 years.
Yeah. I'll put him as world class. Yeah. He has been consistent, rarely gets injured, rarely takes a rest.
Yes.
And I think, you know, he came in and I think he's one of the players that came in and the vision of Guardiola's style, like, actually became more evident, you know, Rodri in that role.
Very, very importantly, for managers who have to play, I mean, the game that we won Man City, against Man City, the 2-1 game. We have, I mean, just to put this out there, that United have a game by 1:30, and I really want to go to bed so I can see that game. But yeah, that's why. we have seen managers who use players of the same profile as Rodri. Now, De Jong is a similar profile, except De Jong is not a ball winner. And so you have a ball winner and a ball carrier molded into one player, exactly like Sergio Busquets. And that kind of...
But you know, Rodri does not really carry. Rodri does not really carry the ball.
Yeah, he does not really carry. Yeah, but he picks up the ball from defense. Very important.
Yeah. And then he doesn't carry. He just can. He distributes. He doesn't really carry.
Usually
like carriers. Even at Barcelona, Busquets does not really carry because he just gives it. He gives it to Xavi. Gives it to Iniesta. Like, but he's the guy that picks it up from the center back.
Yeah, I mean, there's some carrying there. Yeah, it's like your the young kind of carrier where you're carrying.
Yeah, it's not a progressive carry. Right? Yeah. It's not a progressive carry. It's more like a positional carry. Like he's the anchor that decides how this team sets up. You get, you know, the deep lying playmaker.
Exactly. Yeah,
the playmaker from defense.
Yeah. So,
De Bruyne.
I just want to put it out there that the game where Bruno played from deep was very beautiful. I was so scared. But yeah, that's by the way. Kevin De Bruyne, of course, world class.
World class. Bernardo Silva.
Great player.
Yeah, good player.
You agree with me, finally. I just shopping him as world class last week.
No. Did I say Bernardo Silva is world class?
Yes.
Did I say that? No.
You did.
Did I?
Yes.
Well, no, I think he's a great player. I think he would. I think in his position, there are more important players in his club like than him. But I think if he was at the club where, like, you know, the club that he had that much attention, like, I don't know, like where he would be like a key figure. I think he has the ability to do that.
Yes, definitely.
At Man City currently, he plays like more of like, you know, I don't think he plays to his full abilities. He has a lot of defensive work to do. But I think he's a great player. He's a great player. And who knows, even before he retires, it's possible that he might break that ceiling to become a world-class player. It's very possible because he has the talent, definitely.
Yeah.
His ability to play in the half spaces is unrivaled. And coupled with the engine, like how do Portugal lose games?
He
like,
is press
Portugal have.
Oh my god!
Portugal have one of the best squads in the world. Like, it is just it's scary. Like how much talent that they are putting to waste because Portugal's current squad should beat France comfortably.
Should win a World Cup.
Should win a World Cup comfortably, right? Comfortably playing excellent football, right? But it's well, that's another conversation of another day. I think probably we should look at the Portuguese squad like later on this season.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely. So next player on the list.
So Sergio Gomez.
Average.
I thought he was a left back. He's listed as a midfielder here.
Yeah, but then. When Pep does that, his team, he plays in midfield sometimes.
Well, I think average, Maximo Peroni. I think this guy was bought. I've not really watched him, so I don't even have an opinion. Foden.
Very dicey. Good.
Good player. I think very close. No, he's not that close to being a great player. He needs to hold down a position. Like in this squad, I don't think he has held down a position.
More.
Yeah, you play more when you hold down a position. Cole Palmer, average.
Yeah.
I don't even know who he is. Mateo Kovacic.
Ooh, wow.
good player,
but I like Kovac a lot. I think we've talked about this. I like
Yeah, I really like him. Injuries are a problem for him.
Yeah.
Like this guy, like I used to watch him back at Inter Milan. Like, you know, I was so expectant when he came to Real Madrid, but injuries, like he lost a lot of pace. At Inter, he was very rapid. You know, he used to be a winger.
I didn't know.
Kovacic used to be a winger. That is why he's so good dribbling. Like, he used to be explosive. Like, then, because of Kovacic, I used to play with Inter Milan on PS2 back then. Like, he had very, very good pace and dribbling. Like, he was so good then. Like, but you know, things have happened. Like, at Real Madrid, he came in as an attacking midfielder. He just kept retreating as he kept losing pace due to injuries and all that. But good player. Let's see what happens at Man City. I think this is the best move for his career.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think he started the preseason game that he played against Bayern today.
Yeah,
they beat Bayern 2-1.
Now. I forgot his actually.
He started with this their right back. This their young right back. What's his name?
Rico Lewis.
Yeah, Rico Lewis. He started with Rico Lewis. Like, it's the audacity for me. To play a pivot of Kovacic and Rico Lewis against Bayern.
I still win the game. Anyway, next player, please.
James Mikati, I don't really know him, although
he shot in preseason, but let's just hold on with that and not make a judgment.
Tommy Doyle,
I don't know who that is.
Let's just keep the unknowns to Erling Haaland, world class.
As if there was any argument.
yeah, world class. He couldn't. They say he couldn't do it in the Premier League. Lord.
Oh boy!
I don't think there's a conversation that needs to be had there. Even his enemies cannot help.
Nobody can. I mean,
the funny thing is that considering that this guy could get better, it's scary.
In the
Champions League,
he is nothing.
We saw him create chances, right, in the Champions League. I think those games against was it Leipzig? Yeah, he played against Leipzig. And
scored five goals.
Even against Bayern.
Haaland has proven that. I mean, there was a time where they scored Ronaldo a tapping match, which was so funny. Because usually, Ronaldo is the kind of person that before a shot is played, he is already anticipating a rebound. You get. Now, in the game, Haaland scored 5 goals. He scored a penalty and 4 tappings. And people do not understand that strikers even have a chance to score tap-ins because of Ellis' movement.
That's the funny thing. The season that Messi played as the first nine for Barcelona, do you know how many tap-ins he scored? If you play a good game, if you play a good build-up game, every chance should be a tap-in.
Yeah.
Do you get? Mm-hmm. Every chance should be a tap-in. That's why you could see players, Xavi was scoring a lot of goals. Fabregas scored how many goals for Barcelona? Like, Fabregas was playing as a nine. You get, it's just basically, we play it, and you tap in. We play it, you tap in. We play it, you tap in, you know. Just, you know, what matters is positioning. You get, not even any other thing that you need. You just need good positioning, right, to attack the space. And Haaland is now powerful on top of it. So he's a threat in many dimensions, you get. But I think there's still more to his game that we are yet to see. I just hope that he keeps developing. You know,
okay.
And one day we might be considering him on the goat tier. You know, who knows?
I don't think we might. I think we will have to have that conversation eventually if he does not get injured.
We'll see. Yeah, it's a long way. We are talking about 800 career goals here, man.
Yeah,
we're talking about 700, 500. Like, it's still a long way. That's like right. 10 next seasons player. Similar to this. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Julian Alvarez, good player. I think he's a good player.
Yeah, he's a good player.
He has a lot
just
of
because pressure. Also I have to point out that he has not had enough playing time.
Yeah. He looks really good. He looks really good, and I think he is a complete forward, right? And he reads the space very well. Like when he was brought on against Real Madrid, I told my brother, Javier is going to score. I told him that this guy will not show any sympathy to Real Madrid. He's going to score in this game.
And
he has a deadly side.
And yes, it's so beautiful to see how. I mean, even at the World Cup, can you imagine that all Scaloni had to do was bring on Julian Alvarez as a key part of his team? I have no idea what Lautaro Martinez was doing, but that's how that decision probably won Argentina the World Cup.
Yeah, Lautaro Martinez, we also saw it in the final. He's not deadly, right? I think he's technical. He has good footballing ability.
The World
right?
Cup but, final, the Champions yeah. League, the Champions League final also yeah. pissed off.
Yeah. This guy has a killer instinct, you get. And he does not just have a killer instinct. He also has sublime technical ability. You get. He hits the ball really well. That's
and
one thing that
was. He's a very good pressing machine. Oh my.
Yeah. Good engine. Very good engine. So, well, put him as a good player. We'll see what happens in the future. Right. So, Riyad Mahrez. Good player. Good player.
I am so tempted to say great player. Now, the thing is, I'm going to say a lot, yeah. But I don't know, yeah. Riyad Mahrez, I think I've been only ever scared of three Man City players in my life. Yeah, you could say I've not watched City for long enough. Sergio Aguero, Riyad Mahrez, and Erling Haaland. There was a time where we were playing City and they were bringing on Riyad Mahrez, and I was so conscious and I could hear my heartbeats. I could hear palpitations. Yeah. That's how scary the player is.
Yeah, so, Mahrez is very good. I can't argue that, but
he's very good.
You have to check also importance. Like
yes,
how important
to the squad. And then, and majorly, we've made the argument that Phil Foden is a good player because he has not seen a lot of time to play. Riyad Mahrez, by the way, is off to Saudi Arabia. But Riyad Mahrez also has not.
It's not been official now. It's not been official.
I actually think he has, but we'll confirm that.
No, he hasn't been on. He's still on that side. This is their club side. He's still there.
Okay. Then, I don't know. I mean, in his first season, Pep probably basically benched him throughout that season, and then started playing him, and then with time, and you know that Pep is playing is advancing a lot. Yeah, I think we talked about that on WhatsApp where. Needs his wingers to track back a lot just so that when they lose the ball, they will cover up for Haaland and all of that stuff. It's a very long story, but Riyad Mahrez does not meet those requirements. And I think if he could have this straight run at City for one full season,
Riyad Mahrez going forward, deadly,
it's deadly,
deadly. Beautiful. On that right wing, he is a magician, like. I don't know how he does it. Like, when he gets a defender, you just know that this defender is going to touch ground. Like, just and the way, you know, his finishing is pristine. Like, his left foot. Like, I'm not just shooting. Like, both crossing. Like, that whole, you know, crossing to the back post and all that.
This is a long shot, but someone you should look out for as a Riyad Mahrez regen is Michael Olise.
Yes, but Olise is not consistent enough with his shooting.
Olise is 21 years. Come on, man.
He is. But there are things that you should look out for, you know. Like, I know that one player that was like look, that feels like he's of the same cloth as Mahrez is somebody like Zaha. You get
nah, like, Zaha, Zaha, which can't come. Come on.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Are you underestimating Zaha?
I say no.
What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
Wilf is an explosive.
What do you mean by that?
Relax.
Since Zaha made his debut in the Premier League, how many players have had more successful dribbles than Zaha?
Bro, dribbles without goals mean nothing, guy.
Dribbles without goals.
At least assist now. Mahrez,
he plays for Crystal Palace, bro. He plays for Crystal Palace. We're talking about players that you know that if they get a player 1v1 now.
Precious. At least shots on target. Yeah. Even if you say Crystal Palace means that you will not be scored, which is rubbish, by the way. But I'll allow
he's,
it.
He's their main man. He's their main man.
Which means he should be scoring
he's
more.
He's not the most goals for their team now. He's not the most goals for their team.
His numbers cannot. I don't know. Zaha is just aesthetically pleasing. No end products. Saint Maximin 2.0.
No. Zaha is much better than that now. Like, how can you even be saying that? Zaha is much better than that. This has just been a very negative team.
Let's move on. I think we'll do only Man City today, by the way. Are there any other players for City?
We are done with Man City. We can can't we start Arsenal?
No, we can't Arsenal,
I don't think we are going to argue with anything here. So
No. I have to go to the hospital tomorrow.
It's no longer the United game now. It's now the hospital.
I have to prepare for tomorrow, then sleep.
I can summarize Arsenal's team for you. Arsenal have no world-class players.
We have to group all of the players into. So yeah, we have to group players into good, average, great, below average. So, next week we will get at Arsenal.
You have only three great players. Mm-hmm. I think that sums it up.
Thomas Partey is the one that comes to mind.
Thomas Partey. Odegaard.
Odegaard has had one great season.
Yes, but.
And we have judged consistency to be a metric.
It's not just been one great season. It's just that finally you are seeing results. But he's been creating a lot of chances now. In that Arsenal team.
Who is the third player?
I'm searching. I think I spoke too soon. I would say Gabriel Jesus, no, but he's a good player, not a great one.
Someone who Jorginho has potential to be a very, in fact, world class, William Saliba. But yeah, we should watch how
that goes. We'll do that in the next episode.
Thank you for listening. I wanted this to be 40 minutes, but 3 minutes is not a lot of time. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll probably have a lot of episodes of this. Thank you for listening. Till then, thank you so much for listening. I'll publish this tomorrow. Question on Spotify, on Twitter, and you can send us a voice note. Bye.
Yeah, thank you, everyone. We could have done predictions for Real Madrid game. What do you think?
But we'll not publish this before the game.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, predictions. Just so you see who lied. United, Real Madrid 2.
I don't know about that. I think I am tempted. Oh, God. In short, I'm not giving any prediction. My mind is telling me that United will win, but
yeah,
I'm just seeing goals entering our post from left and right.
But to digress a bit, I saw that. I also remember that game. I remember watching, staying up at night to watch that game as well, where Anthony Martial, oh my goodness. What happened to that man, bro? Anthony Martial,
It pains. I feel physical pain watching the player Martial used to be.
I know how rapid this guy is. And it's not just like he had good technique. He used to be so fast. Yeah. And then he will breeze through five players. I remember his debut goal. He will breeze through players like it meant nothing, and score, and maintain a very cold face. Ah, man, so sad.
I think he bulked up to play centre forward. I think that's part of that was part of the problem. So, like, you know, I hope he gets his move this summer. Like, I don't even want that. I don't want that in my club again. Let's be brutal.
Anyway, yeah, I think so too. So, thank you for listening. And next week, we'll talk about Arsenal.
Yeah, thank you, everyone.